His favorite toy was a Shogun warrior. His first record was Kiss Destroyer. Went through the Haunted Mansion 20 times. Then Star Wars came along and blew his mind. He scared the neighbor's kids with plastic fangs. His monster noises drove his dad insane. They thought he'd grow up, but he never did. He's 47 now and still a kid.
On 2015's Fanboy, you have a song called Fanboy, and I love that you make a reference to Japanese album pressings, because that's a picture of a certain kind of music fan and a collector that wouldn't be complete without it. I remember that having an Eric Carmen album and Elvis Costello's Trust, and I wanted to know the lyrics to something, and the only way to get the lyrics to those albums was to buy the Japanese pressing, and that was really interesting.
Yeah.
But also, you talk about Kiss Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
In his band, The Candy Butchers, Mike Viola sings about Kiss Alive, too.
Oh, nice.
So here are guys I like that talk about Kiss.
Yeah.
And I want you to help me, because I don't appreciate Kiss. And I have several friends who love them, and they're huge fans. I've given them a try several times. I don't get it. Would you help me with that?
Yeah. I would say that I don't know. I think Mike and I might be about the same age. I'm not sure. But you know, Kiss, in a way, when you were young, and when I was young anyway, it was a little bit like Star Wars. I mean, it was sort of this bomb that went off. And I was probably 7 or 8 years old when I first saw that album cover for Destroyer. I saw it in an older teenager. It was like a friend of my parents. We were over there at their house, and I went in his room, and he had two posters on the wall. He had the Farrah Fawcett poster that you always see from that, you know, late 70s. And he had Kiss Destroyer. And he had the album cover sitting there on his dresser, and the music was playing. And I just remember seeing that album cover and thinking, what is that? And who are those guys? You know, it was sort of like somebody took superheroes and monsters and rock music and like put it in a blender, and here's Kiss, you know. And I was just totally enamored with it. I loved the makeup, and I loved the music, you know, was just, especially Destroyer has just a lot of pop sensibilities about it, certainly because, you know, of how it was produced. And I think there was a pretty strong hand in the studio as far as steering it that way. But my sort of fascination with them started with that album, and then I remember getting Alive and several of their albums, you know, over the course of a few years. And I have to say, you know, my interest kind of waned after I, you know, sort of went into other musical territory. And I kind of had to go back as an adult and buy Destroyer again and listen to it again. And it was really interesting to kind of listen to it with, you know, 40 something year old ears as opposed to 8 year old ears. And I can just remember, I have so many memories of it as a child. So I would put them in that same category as something like Star Wars or some big thing that sort of happened culturally that really impacted me. And
being a certain age.
Yes. And I just loved them, and I loved the sound. And I remember when Alive 2 came out, and I did not buy Alive 2. I just remember thinking, like, I have those songs already. But what I had gotten was the first Alive album, which mm-hmm. I think had a big impact on me as far as rock songs being played for an audience and hearing that response and just hearing the performance and kind of hearing the arc of a performance for the first time. And another album from that same time period that was hugely influential is Frampton Comes Alive, which mm-hmm. I was given that album by one of my relatives. And I remember hoping it was a Kiss album and then opening it and being somewhat disappointed that it was Frampton Comes Alive until I started listening to it. And you know, I love that double album, and I've loved Peter Frampton, and just an amazing songwriter, amazing voice, amazing guitar player, just an incredible guy.